What up, what up, what up? What's up, everybody? First question I got for you is, are you hungry? Do you like food? If so, this episode might be for you. Not only that, a whole lot more other things are going on. But Brad, before we get into it, man, what we talking about today, brother?
If you focus on results, you will never change. If you focus on change, you will get results.
Ooh, I like that one. You got to send that to me, man. Let's get it.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles. Mental battles.
Hey, man. Eat some meal for life, baby.
What it look like, what it be like, what it do. Back in here, another Bad Podcast, Brad and Dwayne. And man, super excited to be back here with my brother. We matching, we got the Bills thing going, and we got a special guest. I'm going to let Brad introduce the guest. But before I introduce the special guest, man, I want you guys that are watching, we appreciate what you do and how you support us, man. And we feel the love. Just make sure you let somebody know about the Bad Podcast. It's on YouTube. It's on your favorite podcast catcher. Send a review, write a comment, show us some love in that space. And that helped people find this podcast, man. So, Brad, man, who we got with us today in the virtual studio? Because she thought it was a physical studio. It's a virtual studio.
Man, this is a good one for us because we're going to talk about Buffalo Love. And I'm already rocking the Zuba shades today. So, Madeline, I want to pass the ball to you. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Introduce yourself.
I'm Madeline Hall. I am the owner and operator of Buffalo Food Slut, ranked the number one food blog in Western New York. And I also am the vice president of Game Day Hospitality, which is the largest experiential tailgate company in the U.S. doing tailgating experiences everywhere. And we even brought it international last year.
I saw you out in Europe last year. Where were you at? Germany?
So I just, for the London game, we did three events with Andre Reed. In London, and it was a whole entire like brand experience with him, meet and greets, happy hours, and obviously the tailgate, the most important part, hotel rooms, flights, everything. And then I dipped over to Paris for a little bit to go over there, and we did a little scouting for the Olympics to just meet with some people because my business partner went there to do some stuff with scouting and just seeing what people are doing with experiential marketing. And then I also went over to Amsterdam.
We all know what happens in Amsterdam.
Yep.
Hey. You know, the reason that I wanted to have you on the podcast is because I've been following you on social media for at least a year, and I see you slamming burgers and chicken wings and doing all these things, but you had something called DR, and I want you to talk about DR for a little bit and how you sort of overcame your DR. And the reason I'm using DR, folks, is because I can't pronounce what DR is, but Madeline, it's a tongue twister and a half. So Madeline's going to talk about that a little bit in the relationship that you have created between your healthy eating and your job. So first and foremost, how did you overcome DR? Tell us a little bit about your journey with DR.
So when I was around 22, I was diagnosed with diastasis recti came later. But when I was 22, I was diagnosed with SIBO, which is small intestine bacterial overgrowth. What happens is it causes a bunch of mucus to build up in your intestine and it starts eating away. It's terrible. And I couldn't go to the bathroom at all. And people with IBS or people with SIBO can have two forms. They can have IBS or they can be chronically constipated. I was constipated beyond belief where I was only going to the bathroom like twice a month, which was crazy. I gained 30 pounds. I developed a lazy eye. And my knees were so swollen, it like literally hurt to go downhill. And then my stomach either looked like I was pregnant or I just gave birth because obviously when I was constipated for 2 weeks, not pooping, it was huge. And then when I went, I started to develop a lot of like cellulite on my stomach. It looked so loose, but that's what caused the diastasis recti, which is an abdominal wall tear. So I had a forefinger tear, which is women with twins have. Right. So it was an upper tear, which is funny because it literally looks like sometimes I have like abs on the front, but I still have a tear, but I've taken that tear from a forefinger to like a two. So it's still a process that I'm doing with it. But basically it was because I was so chronically constipated that it just started tearing as if I was pregnant. And it was so embarrassing. I went to two doctors. One was my colonic doctor. One was the actual doctor that I was going to. And I'm there for just like a physical. And, you know, they're not looking at the charts yet. It's not my normal doctor. It's the one who just like, you know, does the chart. And she asked me how many kids I had. And at that point, you know, I think I was like 23. And I'm like, I don't have any children. And she's like, oh, well, you have, you know, such an upper tear here. And that's when I really started, you know, diving deep and learning more about it. And it was horrible because I was like, still at that point, I wasn't even a food blogger then. And I was just like, I've always been a pretty great eater. I come from a family of five. Blessed that my mother cooked dinner for us like every single night. And it's really what brought me into like, I became a personal chef at one point in my life. But I mean, it was just so embarrassing for two doctors to ask you if you have children. And, you know, I was like my size, you know, it didn't look like, you know, I was had children, but diastasis recti was a hell of a thing. And I've just really started being so comfortable in my own skin. Mm-hmm. The last, like this summer was hot girl summer for me. I really got into doing hot yoga, right on Elmwood, power yoga, if you know it. And it completely is really starting to heal those muscles because women have to get surgery to get that fixed. Mm-hmm. It's a very hard thing to fix.
Yeah. Wow. What a journey. So, you know, for anybody that doesn't know what you do for a living, I mean, you eat and you talk about what you eat. How are you able to balance what you eat, going out, you know, 5, 6, 7 days a week or whatever? How are you able to balance that with a healthy lifestyle, like the yoga boy and in your healing? How are you able to balance those two lifestyles?
So the last few years have been very blessed. You know, I'll have my 4th year anniversary for Food Slut. I got to plan that. but I will have that. And I will say that I definitely was probably like 10 pounds heavier those other years. But I live an extremely active lifestyle. And when football season starts with game day, we travel to, we have 9 NFL cities. And now we just launched a college Wyoming tailgate. So we literally, you'll see videos of me. And it's, you know, I was hired to do social media, but like I go to the store with him. We go pick up all the pops, the beers, the everything. Like you see me loading 30s on the truck, like popping up tents. Like to me, it's a free workout. It's being active. And I live in the Elmwood Village. So I walk to the co-op. I go spend all my money at the co-op. Like to get in a car and to drive to like Wegmans or Aldi's is like too much for me. I'm like, I want to live that European lifestyle. But the past year, one of my friends, shout out Ryan Monolopoulos, one of my buddies in Atlanta, he just like texted us and was like, hey, like you guys want to do a challenge? You guys want to just do something? I may or may not have lied the first few times and totally was not doing like half the things he was saying, but it really catapulted me into like doing that where this year I've looked 10 times better in my 30s than I ever did in my 20s. And I do my hot yoga 3 days a week. I think it gets the salt all out of my body. And I really picked up running just running 2 miles, you know, but just like a 10 minute mile speed. And then I just like reward myself with going to the co-op or going to go to Squeeze to go grab smoothies. But I also juice celery juice. Like it's my baby. Do you guys know anything about celery juice?
I know a thing or two about like celery juice. Yeah.
Celery juice is, it's 90% water, but 10% of it has insane benefits and has this salt enzyme that kills bacteria in your gut. And so when I had SIBO and I would go to a holistic doctor, which shout out, there is this woman, Christina Verde Wellness, who does hydrocolon therapy, which I'll talk about that in a second, but we're very big advocates on celery juice because it's the only thing that can really kill that bacteria. And that's like what killed the mucus in my intestines. It was so crazy. I mean, to be going to the doctors and they gave me this medication 7 times. And on the 7th one, they're like, we can't give you this medication. We see that it's eating away your intestine. And it was because I was young and healthy and the medication was healing my gut faster than they expected. But it says to take the medication for 2 weeks. And it started eating away at my intestine that they wanted to cut out like 8 to 12 inches of my intestine when I was 23 and reconnect it. Then they neglected to tell me that 76% of the population ends up with a colostomy bag within 5 years. And I almost got that surgery because I was so helpless. I was this young, healthy, active person. I started to develop TMJ on top of that because just your gut is linked to everything. And I was just clenching my jaw so hard and I was just angry and sleepy. And like, I am such a happy person. But celery juice, highly suggested in the morning. And I do hydrocolloid therapy, which is a huge way to stay balanced, right? As soon as you hit 30s, everyone says, oh my God, your metabolism, you know, it's just shot. It's not shot. It's that your muscles aren't working the same they used to, you know, with age. You're not having all that collagen, but then also what else can work your intestinal walls? Then, you know, it's this, do you guys know what hydrocolloid therapy is?
Mm-hmm. I heard of it.
Okay. So this is what I explained. It's just like a little tube, like this much, this thick. Okay. Nothing crazy. Goes up your butt and they pump warm water in your gut and they massage it. It's so therapeutic. They have, my girl has red light therapy when you're getting it done, which is like iconic. And they massage your stomach and they study your bowel movements that come out. They can tell you how much mucus is in there, if there's too much fat in there, if you're not digesting things. Like, I clearly talk a lot and I talk fast. So when I'm eating, I like do not chew my food, especially if I'm having a hot girl dinner with the girls. And so they, you know, that's something that I've really tried to work on because they tell me all the time, like, she's like, I should not be able to see that you had sushi last night. but it's like, so, and then when you're done with it, then they fill it up with, a mushroom coffee. And, it's a brand in Buffalo that actually makes it. It's like Life Itself mushroom chaga. And it's like chaga mushrooms have the most antioxidants like in the world, more than blueberries, raspberries. So they do that. And then they put that inside of you and you hold it for like 15 minutes. So then you're pumping yourself with all these vitamins, or you can do a chlorophyll or probiotic, like such cool stuff. But that machine pumping water in and out is making your intestinal, it's giving it an exercise essentially, and it's massaging, it's anti-aging. It's, I've had no work done. This is all my natural face.
All natural.
And in my space, it's very hard being an influencer. You are just pressured all the time to get your lips done, have your brows done, you know, just everything under the sun. I really do think hydrocolloid therapy is like a huge part of that in staying active. And you know, you'll have people are like, oh my God, like that's unhealthy. It's like, okay, well, what's healthier? Because the doctors were trying to cut out 8 inches of my intestine. So I'm thriving now. I've been SIBO free for like, I don't know, 4 years or so. And I run a food blog where I'm just nonstop eating.
Yeah. That's crazy. You know, I mean, I watch some of your posts, you know, I see you posting all the time. It's just to, you know, see, I had an image of a chicken wing. You just eating a whole chicken wing and like seeing that piece, that chunk of chicken wing in your belly, instead of the sushi. But I can relate to that because I'm a talker too. And when I'm eating and I'm chopping it up with a friend, it's like, okay, I take a bite of something. I take one bite and it's boom, down the hatch. Like it's gone. But I think it's wild because I've known about this colon hydrocolloid therapy. Yeah, I've heard about it. I've known essentially about this for quite some time, but I've never really thought about like the exercising. Is it the exercising of the intestine or the rectum or both or all the above?
Literally both, like all connected. But you're just when you're filling it up, you know, it's expanding and then the machine's sucking out. So you're constantly just doing that where nothing else besides just pooping on yourself can do that. And you're doing it like all in one sitting. And you just feel like a million bucks. I remember when I used to bartend and I would get them done, come home, shower, get ready and go to work. And people would ask me if I had a spray tan, if, you know, I just went to a sauna, they're like, you're glowing. And I'm like, yeah, like I feel amazing. Like it's insane. The first time I was sold by doing it, and this is, you know, too much information, but we're here to talk about health. So I do not care. But like, I go in there and the lady asked me like, when's the last time you had corn? And this is like midwinter. I was like, honestly, not from the summer. Cause I'm a corn whore in the summertime. Give me all the corn. And in the wintertime, you really don't it's not around.
Right.
And she was like, look at this. And she stops the machine and she sees a whole thing of corn just coiled in mucus. And not only was it from last summer, but she said that that has probably been in my gut for a year and a half by the color of the mucus, she could tell. Like, that's crazy. This woman has like taken tapeworms out of people. Like, I remember I got home from Cuba and I totally love Cuba, but like your body, no matter how healthy you are, we've never had any of that bacteria because we don't mess with Cuba. We don't do any importing, exporting. And I remember seeing this weird ass thing. And she's like, that was the parasite. I kid you not. I went from like shitting my brains out and throwing up to like coming home, going once to get a colonic, going to squeeze, getting some juices. And the next day back on track. Like, it's just so crazy. Like, I'm obsessed. And I only go really now when the seasons change, because my gut is like good and healthy. But people, and two, my best friend, who's my photographer, Lainey, her skin, her acne was insane. She got off birth control, and that's a huge thing. You go through this like hormonal acne. Mm-hmm. She had like welts, unpoppable welts on her face. And within 5 colonics in 3 months, her skin is glowing. She's fine. My little sister, she was diagnosed with IBS. The doctors put her on all this medication. She lost so much weight because the IBS medication is trying to get the bacteria out, so that it makes you poop your brains out. And she went 5 treatments. She's been IBS free for 3 years.
Hmm.
Yeah. And they told her that that was something that she was going to have to live with.
Yeah. Well, you know, I struggle with words from doctors, advice from doctors. I struggle with that because that's another podcast. We'll save that for another podcast. But can you drop the information? Can you say the information of this place, this location? Because I'm from Jamestown, so I'm hour and a half away from potentially making a visit. It scares the you know what out of me. But maybe Jamestown? I need that you know what out of me. Yeah.
You live in Jamestown?
Yeah.
Oh, you're out there.
Oh, we're out there. Dwayne's in Charlotte or Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Oh my God, that's where my business partner is, in Charlotte.
Ah,
if you ever want to go to a Panthers tailgate, a great person to connect with you is the one game that we're having, one of the old players from the Panthers. It's like going to be he owns a gym. So I'm sure it's a boxing gym. So I'm sure you'd love that. You,
interesting.
Yeah, it, man. But wait, what did you ask me? Where is it?
Where is it? What's the name? Yeah, yeah.
Yep. So Verde Wellness Spa.
Verde, like Wellness Spa.
V-E-R-D-E, Verde.
Yep. That's like green in Spanish.
Yeah. Right? And they have sauna treatments. They have the clinics. They have the red light therapy, like all that kind of stuff. And I love it. I watched that woman go from being in Niagara Falls to being downtown in a little space and now having her own wellness spa. Yeah. Because I've just been such an advocate for her. And I mean, it changed my life. Like, I'll never forget this. I was walking down Genesee by the Gold Dome building, and I ran into a girl I went to high school with that saw me a little bit throughout college, then didn't see me for a while. And she saw me and she looks me up and down and she's like, I did not recognize you at all. She's like, you look so healthy. Granted, in college, yes, I drank my face off. Did it probably cause some of my stomach issues? 100%. But it's like, you know, now as you get older, right, we like stop drinking as much and we try to prioritize this health. You know, as soon as I turned 30, I was like, dude, I want to do yoga every single day. Cause I don't want to be that person who's 50 and can't go hike a mountain with me, you know, cause I have friends that are 50 that are so active and I love being in a space. I mean, you guys probably have insane clients all ages. Mm-hmm. And you have to keep moving your body. It's a simple tool of object and rest stays in rest. Object in motion stays in motion.
Hey, how about that?
Absolutely.
How about that?
Well, no, this is good, man. Brad, you got something?
No, I just
transition.
I was just going to say, Maddie or Madeline, can you drop your, if I wanted to find you, I wanted to locate you on Instagram. How do I find you? What's your Instagram handle?
So two things, more health and wellness stuff, me overcoming SIBO and links to like anything that I'm doing is Madeline Hall, BFLO. And Madeline is M-A-D-E L-I-N-E, and then Hall, H-A-L-L. And then we have Buffalo Food Slut, which is the number one food blog in Western New York. It's fun. Like I said,
that's
I used to be a chef, and I was in hospitality for 9 years, front of the house, back of the house, food trucks, you name it. That brand. And then BFS Brand is my clothing line. And the clothing line is partly a charity. We, I mean, it's not like a nonprofit, all right? But we do donate back to hospitals and hospitality workers. So the first time I ever sold out of my clothing line, which I sold out in 3 days after not even going to school for fashion or having a background in business. I had a platform hardly at that point. I don't even know. I think I had like 5,000 followers. Dropped a clothing line. It sold out in 3 days and I made a lot of money and I didn't need it. And so I decided to just start funneling it back because it was during COVID and all the restaurants were closed. Mm-hmm. And that's included me. I lost my job. I was bartending. I'll never forget that day. It was like the Titanic was sinking.
Yeah.
You know, just didn't know what was going on. But we give money back to hospitality workers. We buy food at restaurants at full price. We tip them. And then we drop off food to hospitals, UPS workers, teachers, anyone who's essential. So BFS Brand, if you want to see more of just like what I'm doing with the community, that's what we do there. And I'm going to start giving some social media advice on there.
Love it. Very cool. I love it.
Yes. Good stuff.
Social media is everything. I you guys know, like it's a hustle and a grind, and people are always like, I wish I had your job. And I'm like, my eyes are going crossed right now because Instagram is not linked up with your desktop, like at all. You cannot do half of your stuff. So you're just on your phone editing stuff all the time. But if you are a small business owner or big business owner, like YouTube is a hell of a tool to go on there and to learn and to go to networking events like left and right. People are like, how do you grow your audience? I'm at networking meetings like twice a week, which reminds me, what's today? Today, Tuesday.
Oh, no, Tuesday.
I have one tomorrow. I don't know what day it is anymore. It's great.
I love it. Good stuff. All right. So we're going to segue to the latter part of the show. This we gave you the warning earlier. This is the do you know or did you know thing. You told us a lot. A lot of crap has been spoken of.
Literally.
This is an opportunity for you to share something that you may not have posted about, may have told anybody publicly. A do you know or did you know fact about you? I'm going to play a short video. The video is really short, but it gives you a chance to think of what that might be. But I will say, if it is criminal, please make sure the laws of statute have passed before you confess it. So I'm going to play the video and have your do you know, did you know moment ready right after this. Video's over. Hope you are ready for your do you know or did you know moment.
Inspire me. I thought it was going to be like a motivational thing, and I was going to be like, wow, cool.
Nah, short and sweet. Balls in your court.
Do you know? Oh, do you know I was featured on the Today Show?
No, that's a good one.
Oh, this is a good one. So Game Day Hospitality was hosting an event in Cincinnati, Game Day Cincinnati. Bills versus Bengals. And this was 2 years ago. This is the game that Damar Hamlin went down and like legally died. And I was about to head home. And then I had an epiphany and I was like, well, I donate food to hospitals in Buffalo, New York through my clothing line. Maybe I should stay in Cincinnati. And so I made the decision. I stayed for 3 days. I called Thurman Thomas and Patty Thomas because we just raised money for their foundation at one of our tailgates. And I said, hey, I'm willing to stay here. I'm going to need some help, but I want to drop off as much food as I can to the hospitals. And they were so awesome to work with me and use their platforms as well. And we donated 650 meals to the Cincinnati ICU. Wow. And I had no clue that I was getting interviewed on the Today Show because I thought it was the Cincinnati Today Show. And then my mom calls me the next day and she says, you're on the Today Show. And at that point, I was the only girl in Buffalo, New York that was in Cincinnati. And I was on every single news channel you can think of, like in Buffalo and Cincinnati. So I thought she was just saying the Today Show in Cincinnati. And she's like, no, you're on the Today Show. And that was really cool. It was a little interview with just like a background of what was going on. And I'm just so thankful. And I'm still connected with so many of the nurses there that when game day played again, last year we played Bengals again, that I dropped off another 100 meals to them and just saw all the workers that didn't even get to meet me, but I wrote like a cute little letter to them and some of the familiar faces that I saw.
That's absolutely amazing. Yep.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
What are you about to say, Brett?
No, I just said it motivates me, man. It gets me excited because, you know, that's, I mean, all the values align. And that's, you know, essentially why we wanted you on the podcast today, because our values align, you know, down to the core. We want to give back to people and help people. So that's the big grand arching reason we wanted you on today. So, Madeline, I appreciate you and thank you so much for being a guest today.
Absolutely. I love telling my story and I love talking about poop because people don't talk about
it. Apparently.
Something that everyone always does, but like your gut is connected to this brain.
Oh, and yeah.
Like, I love it.
This brain the creativity has always been there, but now it is like insanity. Mm. And I've been doing creative directing with a lot of businesses lately. And that is just like, you need a clear direction and you need to just like, have your facts straight because you're competing against huge corporate businesses that have a creative director. And I'm this independent woman from Buffalo that is getting these big brand deals with big companies. And I just thanks to like having my health back and just making those changes. Like I never thought in a million years I'd become a morning person. And it took me like in my 30s to be that. But I don't know about you guys. Like, were you guys morning people?
I have always been.
God bless. Because I can only imagine how much more successful I'd be if I like was a morning person. Now, 3 days a week, minimum 6 a.m. yoga, otherwise 8:30. But like I have my whole entire house clean and I'm all dialed up and it's 9 a.m. And like, I'm like, what do I do? You know?
Yeah. That's it, baby.
I love it. All right, B, close us out, brother.
Hey, man. Shit hit the fan today. Let's get after it.